Some days I wear a shirt and tie because, well, that's kind of appropriate for the meetings I'm going to have that day. Now, you go home a little later and get into jeans, an old shirt. Why? Well, because I don't want to do all the work I'm going to be doing there in, you know, my dress-up clothes. It will be appropriate for the work I have to do there. Now, when I go to a wedding in a few weeks, I'll dress up for that. I'll get my very best. When I go to the beach? Nah, won't do that. I won't wear what I wear to the wedding. See, I change my clothes for the occasion, just like you do. There's something I don't change, no matter what the occasion. My skin. I change my clothes. I always have the same skin. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about your skin. It goes everywhere. Our word for today from the Word of God comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to read verse 31. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. That's an interesting verse. What Paul's saying here is that living for Christ is so practical that you can even do it while you're eating or drinking, having lunch, having breakfast. It's that kind of practical thing. A couple of Sundays ago, I had preached at a church about giving God your best instead of giving Him just your leftovers. And a man came up to me very sincerely and said, Ron, I really do want to give God my best, but no matter how much I try to do for Him, I feel like I'm never doing enough. You know, I got my job, I got my family, I got a lot of other things, and I feel like I'm just never doing enough for Him. Well, as we talked, I began to realize that enough meant for Him doing more spiritual things. And that isn't primarily what the Lord's looking for. He wants to make more things you're already doing spiritual, not have you do more spiritual things. Our problem is that we reduce our Christ life to a compartment. We say, well, let's see, here's my money, and here's my friends, and here's my family, here's my job, here's my recreation. Oh, wait, here's a compartment I have available. Yeah, that's for Jesus. I'll just write Jesus there, and now I've got my Jesus compartment. Jesus is King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is not going to be a compartment. He doesn't fit in a compartment. He wants to be in all the compartments, not have one of His own. He wants to be the Lord of all those practical areas. So you're not adding a list of spiritual things to do. You're letting Christ make the things you already do His things. So you drive unselfishly, for example. You drive to the glory of God. You use your car to help others. You shop for Him. Maybe walking into that grocery store and trying to bring some joy and some love into the otherwise dull life of a checkout girl. Who knows? Colossians 3:17 picks up the same theme when it says, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus." And then it goes on to talk about what kind of wife you are, being a husband of the glory of God. It talks about obeying your parents. And as you're doing it, saying to the Lord, this is for you, Lord. Fathering in positive ways that don't tear your kids down. Talks about employees working with all their heart, as if Jesus were their boss. He is. Your relationship with Christ isn't just some set of spiritual clothes you put on to do spiritual work, to go to spiritual meetings, and then take off. It's skin that you carry with you into every arena of your life. Living for Christ is a style that you carry with you all day, everywhere, like skin.
You've been listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. Would you like a tool this Easter to help you tell people about life's most important relationship? Ron Hutchcraft has a resource that can help. It's called 72 Hours That Rocked the World. This booklet clearly and concisely presents the gospel in non-religious language. It's perfect for helping point those without Christ to the life-changing meaning of Easter. Tell others about the gospel message by sharing this booklet filled with the hope story of Jesus Christ. Visit Hutchcraft.com/72hours to order this booklet. That's Hutchcraft.com/72hours. Ron has other great resources on his website that will help you grow closer in your relationship with God. If you'd like to receive a free daily devotional from Ron, visit our website at Hutchcraft.com and click on A Word With You. That's Hutchcraft.com to receive A Word With You via email. A Word With You is a presentation of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries.